Trump says he signed executive order to bring back mental institutions, got to get the people off the streets. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 20, 2026. President Donald Trump revealed that he had signed an executive order to bring back mental institutions and mental asylums, stressing the importance of getting people off the streets. During a press briefing on Tuesday, Trump highlighted the accomplishments of his administration. "I signed an executive order to bring back mental institutions and insane asylums," Trump said. "We're going to have to bring them back. Hate to build those suckers, but you've got to get the people off the streets." Trump went on to say that while growing up in Queens, New York, there was a place called Creedmoor. Trump shared how he had asked his mom why there were bars on the windows. He shared that his mom told him, "People that are very sick are in that building. I'll never forget. I don't know if it's still there, because they got rid of most of them," Trump added. "The Democrats in New York, they took them down, and the people live on the streets now. That's why you have a lot of the people in California and other places, they live in the streets." In an interview with Daily Caller White House correspondent Reagan Reese in August 2025, Trump was asked if he would be open to the government reopening insane asylums for people with serious mental illness. Trump responded by pointing out states like New York and California that had mental institutions ended up releasing people into society because they couldn't afford it. "They used to have them, and you never saw people like we had, you know, they used to have them," Trump said. "And what happened is states like New York and California that had them, New York had a lot of them. They released them all into society because they couldn't afford it. You know, it's massively expensive. But we had, they were all over New York."